Okay, we're holding on to Afayim Beis Amud Aleph. We got up to the mitzvah Sa'im Elahavim and Akoma. So yesterday we finished all of the various issues of the Isik Tzira before, the associated in him, and now the Mishnah goes on to discuss how the actual Omer is brought. The Tana Rabbanan. The intact, the first thing that the Mishnah said was that the Omer is supposed to be brought from standing grain. The Imtak Riv Minchat Bikurim. Now, Lamaisa, this entire introduction to Minchas Bikurim is completely redundant, because the whole introduction really didn't need to be said, since the Pasuk says, Beferish, at the end, Takriv, that's Minchas Bikurecha. So what do you have to start with the Imtak Riv Minchas Bikurim? You should just say what the din is. The Aviv, Kali Be'ev, so on and so forth. Takriv Minchas Bikurecha. What then is the purpose of saying Im Takriv? So it must be the Fisha Mitzvah to Omer Lahavim and Akama. Minayin Shim Lomatam and Akama Yamvi Min HaOmerim. How do I know that I'm able to bring even from that which is already cut? So therefore we need an extra posik to tell me that Mudlomar Takriv, that Afapi came Takriv. Dover Acher, Takriv. Another thing that Takriv tells me is the Fisha Mitzvah Lahavim and Halach. We know that you're supposed to bring Aviv. So minayin shim lo matzah min alach yavim min hayavesh. Even though it doesn't seem to satisfy the kar and the mal. Tamud lomar, takrib. Af al pi kein, takrib. Davar acher, takrib. Lefi she mitzvato liktzar b'layla. Minayin shim niktzar b'yom kosher. How do we know that it would be kosher afilu b'yom? And nonetheless, there's one way of reading this. And nonetheless, v'dokas ha-shabbos. Now we'll see that that's only true according to one shita. That even though it would be kosher if it was niksa shaloi bizmane, nonetheless it's derek ha-shabbos bizmane. Which is a little shocking, since it could have been done at another time. Why bother being mechal ha-shabbos? But we'll see. This is a machlokas. So if it's going according to that man yomer, we'll see later on. So then that's what it would say. We'll see what the limud is. If it's going with the other Magyamah, the Rabbi Akiva, as we'll see later, then we'll have to learn that the Vedokas HaShabbos is not part of the first thing. In other words, the Niksar B'yom Kosher is a reference to the Ketira. Vedokas HaShabbos is a reference to the actual Havah, which already is a week away of reading this Brisa. So, but Lomar Takriv, Takriv tells me, Takriv Kol Shehu, look, I don't care what it is, whether it's an Imrim or a Koma, it's got to be brought one way or the other. Takriv mi Koma Koma. I don't care if you can't find something, Korah to Yerushalayim, where it's locked, bring it from far away, where it's Yavish. Takriv afilu b'Shabbos. Takriv afilu b'Tumah. The Torah is insisting that it be done, come hell or high water. The Niktzar b'Yayin Kosher. Now, this part of the Mishnah is a little difficult, because what's not? Kol ha'layla kosher l'ktirat ha'omer. We know that we have the Mishnah Megillah that lists things that are kosher b'layla, kosher b'yom. So it's kol ha'layla kosher l'ktirat ha'omer l'hakir chalavim ve'evorim. If you brought the korban during the day, you could bring the chalavim ve'evorim all night. Zeh ha'klal. Davar she mitzvato b'yom is what it should say. So where the mitzvah of something is to be brought during the day, kosher, kol hayom, it's kosher all day long, but of course only all day long. The varsha mitzvah to balayla, kosher kol halayla. Now note that the Mishnah parallels layla, katani layla, dumya deyom. Ma deyom balayla lo, abda layla deyom lo. We know for sure that the things that have to be done beyom, we have the fairish of Sukkot tell us that it's possible layla. So wherever we had the specific miyutim of Zeus Teres Ayla, Nishkata Balayla is possible. So we know that something that was meant to be done in the daytime is possible Balayla. And therefore the Mishnah seems by sending it up this way to tell me that the opposite is also true, that something that's kosher Balayla is kosher only Balayla and not Biyom at all. So Ab Balayla, Biyom Namila. In which case we have a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Megillah that seems to be saying only Laila is kosher v'ksiras ha'imer, and our Mishnah that says Nikser b'yom is kosher. Omar Rabba, indeed, you're right. The Mishnayos definitely are saying the opposite. But Lokasha, our Rebbe, our Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. We know that there's a long-standing machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, as to what the halakha is b'diavad of Ketira Zahimer Bayom. The Tanya. Remember, we know that it has to be Balayla because we learned it out from the similarity to the Sphira. So it's just to say, both of them are the same. The Tmima, it means it has to be done the night before, and it compares the Ketira to the Sphira. So the Machlokas runs as follows. The Tanya. Hayao Meidu Makriv Minchata Omer. A Kohen is on the Mizbeach, he's about to bring the Minchas HaOmer, the Nitmes. And now it was Nitmes B'yada. So in Yeshach Cheret, if it is still possible to bring other grain, he's going to have to go out and cut it now. Omelo hadeyach heretachtea. So when we say to him, okay, it became tummy, so go ahead and we'll cut some more. V'imlav. But if not, if there's no alternative, omelo, we say to him, listen, guy, have a pikeach shtok. Wise up and shut up and just don't tell anybody. Because, I mean, it's a carbon seaboard. Carbon seaboard, just don't make a big deal about it. You know, this frumkite is going to kill us all. Be very ready.
The second way
to say that,
and instead of having that and speaking, he's
going to be careful
and shutting up.
Interesting. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, there. Rebbe Elazar, says, no matter what, I don't care if you do have other grain out there in the field. You tell him to shut up if he's smart, because there's no alternative. If the Omer would have been brought Shaloka Mitzvasa, meaning B'yom, today, if I hadn't done it the night before, it's partial. So this is reflected indeed in the two Mishnayos over here. So our Mishnah says Niksa B'yom Kasher is going according to Rebbe. The Mishnah Megillah that says only Lila's Kasher L'Ksira Sa'imer is going according to Rebbe Elazar B'Rebbe Shimon. Omar Rabba Barachanam Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Bishitat Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Shel Aviv Amra. You should know that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon seems to be following his father's Rebbe, who is Rabbi Akiva. It's not Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva Kol Melakashev Shalol La'asotam Yerv Shabbat Eina Dochat Shabbat. If you have a malacha, which is perhaps now a malachas mitzvah. There, the reference, of course, to the whole discussion over there is the Gabi Mila. So, which aspects, the famous machlokes of Rebbe Elazar the Mila, which aspects of Mila derech Shabbos? So, Rabbi Akiva taines that if it's possible to do a malacha before Shabbos, then you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So, why should you make the knife on Shabbos? Sharpen the knife, carry the knife. So, anything that could have been done before has to be done before, and it's not derech Shabbos if you didn't do it. Now, given that you sowed,
and, too
bad. So if now he also holds of Rabbi Yishmael, Sevelach Rabbi Yishmael, who holds the Ketiras Ha'imer as a mitzvah, and as a mitzvah, it's there for Shabbos, because it's a mitzvah, Tetzan Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Ma'chorish Rishus, Abkotzi Rishus, he learns the Ba'chorish U'Ba'katsir Tishboz, to be a reference indeed to Shabbos, to tell me that the only Kiddush is because Karisha and Ketira were already part of the Malachas, is to tell me that if it's a Malach of a Mitzvah, then it's Zerchaz HaShabbos. So Yotza, Ketira Aymer, Shehi Mitzvah, this tells us that Ketira Aymer, what other Ketira do we have that the Potik would be saying that Ketira is not included, must be that Ketira Aymer. And therefore, he came to the conclusion, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, that if on the one hand, the whole Mokar of the din of Ketiras Mitzvah is Bechor Shabbat Tishpais HaFilu B'Shabbos. And on the other hand, I hold of Rabbi Akiva, who says that if it would have been possible to do before Shabbos, it would have been Kasha. Then the conclusion that I'm forced to reach is that I could not have done this before Shabbos. Because otherwise the Torah wouldn't have said Bechor Shabbat Tishpais to be Marvah the Ketir Arimah. It would have said do the Ketir Arimah before Shabbos. So obviously, I have no choice but to say that if it's Derech HaShabbos, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, it must be that there's no other time there would have been Kasher. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon came to that conclusion. Because he's talking about the Mitzvah Shalokim Mitzvato Kasher. If you're going to tell me that B'diavad, it would be Kasher, even Shalokim Mitzvato, not during the night time,
Am I Doki Shabbos? Then why would it be Doki Shabbos? Nigzirei Me'erev Shabbos, the thing to do is do the Nigzirei before Shabbos. And therefore, element of Doki Shabbos, since it is Doki Shabbos, Shema Mina, we're led to the absolutely clear conclusion that Nigzirei Shalom, Kimitzvato, must be possible. And that proves it to me. That I believe that this is Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon's reasoning. It works out very consistently. Whenever it would be, in other words. Yeah, in this case, Erev Shabbos is working. Yeah, actually, Tosis, oh, thank you so much. Tosis points out that the Pashtus, if we're referring to this Mishnah Megillah, it talks about Hekta Chalav and Vehor and so on, things that are not kosher in the following or the day before, then, I mean, Lechora would be talking on the next day, not the day before. No, we're going to say, if Sior Sa'imer is kosher Shalom Alayla, similar to Hekta Chalav and Vehor, so then it would mean the next day, not the day before. I mean, how did we get the switch from the next day to the day before? I mean, that should be the first thing that really bothers everybody. So Tosfos points out, because when it comes to the Kfiras HaEmer, it isn't really a function, and it's independent of the same day of the Kfira, of the Kfira. Because the important point is, what is it that we're being derech in the Pasuk? That the Pasuk said that the Kfira and the Kfira have to be at the same time. So if that's the case, it's equally the day after the day before. But once we're saying it's shalokim, it's vasa. Shalei bizmanai makes an afkamina whether it's the day after the day before. So in this case, fine, we'll do it the day before Yom Tov. I mean, it's no longer important to us.
Well, but you want to do this as soon as possible.
No, okay, but we're not going to, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. But it's not Dov Shabbos for that purpose. Asks the Gemara, I don't get it. You're telling me that Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon was a Talmud of Rebbe Akiva. That's very nice. The Rebbe was a Talmud of Rebbe Shimon. Right? I mean, here Rebbe Elazar is following the Rebbe of his father, Rebbe Shimon. But Rebbe was following himself, Rebbe Shimon. So Rebbe himself says, I mean, Vatanya, I'm a Rebbe. When we were learning in Tekoa by Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbe Shimon's shita was that all of the secondary rishuyos are considered to be one rishus. So like chatzeros, gagos, kafepos, and so on, all of which have the same din of rishus brabon. So you know, ma'alim lo shemen valuntis, we would bring him oil, bath oil, and bath towel. From the chotzer to the gad, from the gad to the karfah, from one karfah to another karfah, achanu magim l'mayan, achanu rochatimbo, until we got to the place where we would go and bathe.
The karfah
is an enclosed space that is over a certain minimal size of that, you know, has a din of rishus rabbanan, the same as gagas. So he holds the Rebbe Shimon, and so what exactly does he disagree with in this whole picture? Well, another thing that he disagrees with is actually something that's consistent with Rebbe Shimon, namely, which Scott just brought up, Savalaki does Rebbe Shimon. The Tanya Rebbe Shimon, Bore Kama Chaviva Mitzvah Beshata, Shari Hekta Chalom, and they want Shem Kalalayla, Shem Kalalayla, Loimantin Alayla, Nachitech Hashem. You see that Lamaisa, what did we used to do with the Karban Tamid and the Karban Musa on Shabbos? We brought it. And we didn't say, well, what do we have to bring it now? Let's wait till Mitzvah Shabbos. After all, it's Kasher Kol HaLayla. Whoever heard of such a thing? The Torah says to bring it, and we bring the whole thing, including already the Avarim and the Chalavim, that we could have waited for till the night. So you see that even though something is Kasher B'diavad at a different time, if it's Zman is now, it's Chaviva to do it now. So, I mean, I don't get it. So even if Rebbe would hold that it would be kosher for the avad some other time, he should still hold that it's doyet as a Shabbos. So what's going on over here then? Now this is a very nice cute aside over here, is that the Brisker Rav always used to say that what's the meaning of when we say in our tefillah and musaf, a very interesting tefillah, that the kamp of Shabbos, what's the and what is that?
That's Lakriv Korban Shabbos Karaui. What do you mean Karaui? You mean Lakriv Korban Shabbos? This is Karaui. Is this Mamre de Gemara? Even though there's no fear, because you could bring it afterwards, but it's Chaziva B'Shaiva, so that's Karaui. So it's Roi Eloi, it's befitting that it be done on Shabbos itself. Now, Rebbe, so in other words, therefore Rebbe is stating that we'll have to say that the Ketzira, apparently, would be kosher, afilu shalo biznano, and nonetheless, it's fine, it's not a kashab, right? The problem is that Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, I mean, we're trying to make this all be consistent with where they learned it from. So he said Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon was following the shita of his father's Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, and the shita of Rebbe Yishmael. Rebbe was following Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbe Shimon, of course, also agrees with the shita of Rebbe Akiva, but nonetheless, since Rebbe Shimon held Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, therefore, even though Lamaisa, we see that it's Zerka Shabbat, that doesn't prove that it's kosher, it's not kosher, Shalom is Manu. I understand, and Rebbe Elazar didn't know that his father said that.
This is just a dar versus an Esam. So why should I kill Esam?
What are we trying to do? What is the Gemara attempting to do here? What's it attempting to prove?
It's trying to line them up.
Say precisely. We're trying to say that according to Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon, the din is. What are we trying to say the shitas are? According to Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon, we say that on Shabbat, a ksira sa'ima shaloi bizmanai cannot be kosher,
right,
because it's docha Shabbos. Right. Okay, so we say, doesn't Rebbe agree with all of that? With the information given, we say, yes, he does. But he says that the fact that it's Dovah Shabbos doesn't prove that it cannot be kosher Shalom Bismana. That's all that we've said. Now, do you have a problem with that? It's fine, right? But you have to keep in mind where we're coming from. All we're trying to prove is, since we've said that the logic of our philosopher Rabbi Shimon's position is drawn from the etzem fact that Shabbos is nidcha for Tzirus HaOmer, and that's learned from the Pasuk of B'chor Shubakatzir. So we have no choice then but to say that the Pasuk is implying that the Ksirat HaOmer would not be kosher not on Shabbos. Whereas Rebbe says, why? Just because it's Docha Shabbos, that doesn't mean that it's not kosher not on Shabbos. All it means is this is the best time to do it. So it's Karo'u like Tekir Chalavi. So now the Gemara wants to know that if that's the case, according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, his whole logic breaks down now. Because we were saying that his logic is the Bechor Shubakatzir Tishpot must imply that the Ksiras HaOmer is not kosher if it isn't done at the correct time. Why? Maybe it's Chaviv or Mitzvah B'Shaita like his own father said. Well, what does he have against that? So Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Lo Shmi'alai was like, he didn't know this minor, that Chaviv or Mitzvah B'Shaita, and that it doesn't have to be, but it's still a good thing to do. Ela, why did he reject it? I'll tell you why he rejects for an obvious reason. Obviously, if you're anyway being Derech Shabbos, right? I've already been Derech Shabbos. I've shechted the Tamid, I've now brought the Dam, I'm ready to. Okay, I've already been Derech Shabbos. So go ahead now, complete it.
Even though it's but, I'm already in the process.
Correct. But the Yomer, where was I already Derech Shabbos? You can't say, let's start being Derech Shabbos now. No. You could say, if Shabbos was already Nitche, so we'll do everything that we have to do for it. But we're still not going to say, let's start being Derech Shabbos because it's Chaviva. Therefore, he says, if that means that Lamaisa, if it is Derech Shabbos, it must be, there's no choice. I have to do it on Shabbos. In which case, we could say the same thing to Rebbe. What does this have to do with Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaiva? I mean, you're not going to say any mitzvah that's Chaviva B'Shaita is going to be done for Shabbos. So, at the Rebbe Yochanan, so you can say exactly the same thing, that over there it's Dok Tashkitas HaShabbos. Ela, we have no choice but to say a very shocking thing, which is namely, that Rebbe, the Maksha Shalokim Mitzvah, so he holds Shalokim Mitzvah is also kosher, meaning not on Shabbos. Severely, he has no choice but to say that Rebbe holds the Ksiras HaEmer lo Daka Shabbos. Now you know what you're not? when it says it's Torah for Shabbos, that's not going according to Rebbe. Wow. Wow, below that's not the Chachamim Eimrim Echad Shabbos V'Echad Kol Mishalai Shayabam. What about the earlier Mishnah? Mishnah says when we're arguing with Rabbi Shmuel, do you need to bring it from five sayin or three sayin? They just sort of take it for granted. The Chachamim say, what's the difference? What's the difference if it's Shabbos or Kol? It's always from three. You're right, but that's the local Rebbe. That Mishnah is also local Rebbe. What about the Mishnah to answer that? The Chachamim Eimrim Echad Shabbos V'Echad Kol Bishlosha, Bishlosh Kupais, Bishlosh Magolais, Bishlosh. Oh, it's taking it. The local Rebbe. What can you say? That Mishnah was also not like Rebbe. Well, what about the Mishnah afterwards? Or Bishabbos Yomalam, Shabbos Hayom, Shabbos Hayom. No, it's also the local Rebbe. And how about our Mishnah? I don't know what the two dots here are just very confusing. So, Nikser Bayom Kosher, Bedech of the Shabbos. How about those words in our Mishnah? Nixer beyom kosher v'dovah the Shabbos. Who's that going according to? Man shamet le'dom nixer beyom kosher. Who's the author of that shita? That's Rebbe, right? You just said it's Rebbe who holds that it does not have to be nixer b'layla. Well, you see, it's just the finish. Holding nixer beyom kosher, I still hold that it's a Shabbos. So how do you come to the conclusion that Rebbe who holds that it's if it's nixer beyom it's kosher, it's not going to be there for the Shabbos? It's crazy. What are you going to do with the Mishnah? But what's the kasha of the Mishnah? Your kasha was my lot ktira. It's got to be referring to the ktira. So no, it's talking about the hakrova of the aimer. There's two things: nixer beyom kasha and the avla aimer is there for the Shabbos. Where does it say the ktira is there for the Shabbos? How are you going to prove to me that that's what the Tanya of the Mishnah meant? So fine, this is Rebbe's Mishnah, and he said Gufa never said that it's there for the Shabbos. Says the Gemara, what? But like Ksira Lo, you're trying to tell me that Rebbe holds that Ksira Sa'im is not there for Shabbos. Vatari, what about the Brisa? Rebbe Omer Vayedaber Moshe's Muadei Hashem. Ma Tamud Omar, what does it mean to say Vayedaber Moshe? I understand we need to know that Moshe Rabbeinu did said the mitzvah. I mean, well, what's that mean? L'fishol Olamad, Nualol Tamid V'Pesach, Shenem Abem B'Moado, B'Moado. By the Korban Tamid and by the Korban Pesach, it says B'Moado. That b'moado means b'moado afilu b'shabbos, b'moado afilu b'tuma, but it doesn't say b'moado on all karbanos atzibur. So shar karbanos atzibur minayin? How do I know all the musafim? How do I know that they're all derech shabbos? Therefore, I need to know. It says eila tasul Hashem b'moadechem. So I know now that musafim minayin l'rabbis emer v'akarevimo shtei alekev v'akarevimayhem. How do I know about those things that are not the dinim of Moad and not Musafim, but nonetheless they can come on Shabbos, like a Shtei Alechem and the Yomer? There's an additional two Moadim that are there for Shabbos. Fine. Now, that means that HaKatuv Kava Moed B'Kulam. Now, explain to me what that Moed is referring to. Lamai. Are you telling me? I mean, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to say, well, that's the thing about the Ketira. It's talking about the Haba, right? Just like you said in the Mishnah. Ah, but you see, that doesn't work out so much, does it? Because Ilei Malahak Ravah, you're going to tell me that it just means that Moadei Hashem Lagabe being Deicha in the terms of the burning of it on the Mizbeah? What do you say about the Shtei Alecha? Shtei Alecha Morin burns on the Mizbeah, the club. The Shtei Alecha Menei Hakravah, you know? Obviously, it can't be a reference to Hakravah. So what is it a reference to? Well, the Pshita is talking about Tahina. Bar Kara, you're talking about grinding it up and preparing it, all the rest of the things that you need to do for the Shtei Alecha. So then, if that's the case, the Kavata, Gabe Omer, would also be Liktira, and it's Dokas HaShabbos, because I mean, the Omer, whatever you need to do for the Omer, Shtei Alecha, whatever you need to do for the Shtei Alecha. Says the Gemara, blah, 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 blah. Who says? Look, maybe that's not what it means. Maybe Omer Lahakrava. Omer, the Elam Moedei Hashem, Moedei Hashem, is only Lagave HaKrava, since it's possible to do it before Shabbos, and that's Rebbe Shita. And the Shtei Alechem is Lafia, not the other things. The other things could also be done before Shabbos. Why can't Afia be done before Shabbos? But Rebbe's got a problem over here. Can't be referring to HaKrava as the Shtei Alechem. But it also cannot be referring to other elements of the Shtei Alechem that could have been done before Shabbos. So why couldn't all of it have been done before Shabbos? What's wrong with the Shtei HaLechem being brought to you? The same way that I can grind the flour before Shabbos or Shtei HaLechem. Why can't I bake them before Shabbos? Because, Kasava, Rebbe, Shita is, that the tanur in which I bake the Shtei HaLechem, that's Mekadosh, the Shtei HaLechem, Kedushas HaGuf. Once it would be Kedushas Kedushas HaGuf, it would not become possible Lina. Therefore, I have no way of baking the Shtei HaLechem before Shabbos. Comes along the Pesach to tell me, Vayidaver Meishes Be'edei Hashem, bake them on Shabbos. But what is the Vayidaver Meishes Be'edei Hashem referring to when it comes to the Emer? Bring it on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. Not to do the Ksir on Shabbos. Because whatever you can do before Shabbos, of course you have to do before Shabbos. And when it comes to Shtei HaLechem, you will have to do the preparation of the flour and so on, you'll have to do before Shabbos. For the Omer? Because the only way that I know that you can bring it on the Mizbeach on Shabbos is when it says Moed. And the only place there's a remez of Moed is by the ex of Vayidaver Hashem is Moed Hashem.
And what's with all the other
Omer? Besides
the Shira,
this
is the
Shira. So then you have no choice, according to those who hold that the Shira is the. Anything that you can do before in a finami, all that's left is the Hakrova, according to Rebbe. Nothing else to do. Anything that you could do, you'd have to do. That's what the Gemara is concluding. I'll leave it to Rebbe.
Then with the Lishan, everything else,
whatever you can have to do. Whatever it's possible to do, whatever it's not possible to do, it's going to become possible. I mean, of course, if it's matzah, then you have no choice. Now, the problem is, I think I didn't finish the last line. Because of a Rebbe Tanu Mekadosh, and therefore Eofila Mietmo, is the Lovelina. Yes, sir.
I still don't understand how we possibly. What's coming up here in the moment that would be necessary?
Burning?
The Omer?
Burning?
I'm not good at
that. Sure you are. You're not good at the comments? That's kind of time.
But that time is coming.
Stay alechem, I'm thinking of. Stay alechem is not doesn't go on in his bath. The Omer doesn't go there.
Is there any possibility for the Shtei HaLechem to be put into the oven before Shabbos and taken out on Shabbos? And that would possibly conclude.
What good would it do? It would still be nighttime. It would be possible, Lina.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the Gemara, V'sova Rebbe Tanur Mekadesh. How do you claim that Rebbe holds that the Tanur Mekadesh will become possible, Lina? If it says Beferish Vatanya, Kifse Atzeret Ein Mekadshim Et HaLechem Ela B'Shchita. It says that the Kedushas HaLechem comes from the Shechita of the Kvasya. Ketzan, Shachtan Lishman, V'Zoragdaman Lishman, Kidesh HaLechem. Shachtan Shalol Lishman, V'Zoragdaman Shalol Lishman, Lo Kidesh HaLechem. Shachtan Lishman, V'Zoragdaman Shalol Lishman, there we have the Machlokes HaLechem Kodesh, V'Ena Kodesh, Dibre Rebbe, and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, the Olamen of Kodesh, Achi Yishchot Lishman, V'Zoragdaman Lishman. In any event, there Rebbe says the Farish, what is the thing that is Makadosh HaLechem? It keeps the Atzeres? Not the, that certainly is only Biyom. So if you're telling me there was already Kodesh Ba'afia, I mean, I don't get it. So what's this all about? Oh, no, Amrav Nachba Yitzchak, I forgot the whole way we learned the Sugya over there. There it's talking about Hukbu, the low Hukbu, which is Kodesh and not Kodesh, not a reference to the Kedush Saguf. The question over there was, whether the lechem is linked to the kvasim, remember? So if something goes wrong with the kvasim, does that mean now, like Abi Pigel or whatever psulim, it affect the kvasim, does it affect the lechem, or vice versa? And what the reference is over there is what is keveya, the relationship between the lechem and the kvasim, so that if one is nifsal, the other is nifsal. It's not a reference to the kedusha tagur. For sure, the kedusha is the kedusha betanur, Rebbe holds. And this is what's going on, Sabra? Where's Sabra Josh? And a day like today, we finish a parak and down here.
Look,
oh boy, you're going to be, you didn't even practice. He's practiced all night. So, Omrav Nav, let's try it again. Omrav Nav, why Yitzchak, hukbu, velo hukbu, karma. It's a reference over there, not to Kedusha, but to Kviyas. Hadron Allah, Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, that's not bad.
Next one.
Plankton.
Plankton,
the Elon in Akod Nikamatsot, Vishirayem, the Kaimim. Now the following menachos require kmitza. The kmitza is brought on the mizbeach. Whatever is left is given to the kohanim to eat. Minchas haselas, v'hamachavat, v'hamachashet, v'hachalot, v'harekikin, minchas avikokovim, minchas noshim, minchas haomer, minchas chotei, u'minchat kanaut. The same list of 10 menachos that we've had so many times before, in which we have this classic setup, all of the dinim basically being the same. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, now there's one thing that I want to clarify over here. Because I'm, the pashtus over here is that Minchas Chote is, you left out Minchas Kohanim, correct? You said, Nelem Noch Nikmas Asher Kohanim, because normally a Minchas Kohanim is not Nikmas, the entire thing is Kalil Tiyah, like the Torah says. But I want to make it clear that there is a Minchas Kohanim that is Nikmas. And which is that? The Minchas Chote. A minchas chote, even of a kohen, is nikmas. But the shirayim, of course, no different than any other minchas kohen. The only thing is that the komet is karav la'atzmo, and the shirayim are kwevim la'atzma. Masha ain't came on the normal minchas kohen, it's put up together without kmitza, and on a non-minchas kohen, only the kmitza is burned, and the shirayim are eaten by the kohen. Omer Rav Papa, and of course here Rav Papa comes up with his stock comment that he put, makes on every one of these Mishnayos. Kol ha'ekad etznan eser etznan. Note that there's always the same group of 10. Michael Mashmalan, and what is that telling us? Well, why does he keep pointing this out? La'fuke mirebi Shimon. To make it clear that the Tana of the Stam Mishnayos disagree with Rabbi Shimon Shita, who holds that when it comes to a minchat ma'afet tanur, you could have a mincha that is made out of mechza chalot or mechza rikikin. You could bring 5 chalos of matzah and 5 rikikin of matzah, yavi, kamash mandalo. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't list that as an option, instead lists separately the ma'akavas, the ma'akesha, the chalot and the rikikin, instead of saying v'chalot urikikin, as an 11th possibility, proves that the Tana does not hold a prohibition. Vishireyem lekohanim. Now, how do we know that that's true? That we do kmitza on other menachos and we give the shirayim to the kohanim. We know them. Oh, come on, man. You never read the holy book. I mean, the ksiva. First of all, I mean, a lot of menachos is fish. To do kmitza and hanoteres benamincha and yochlu aron avanav. I mean, that's sort of like a stock comment by many of the menachos. And in any cases where it doesn't say beferish, I mean, let's say it doesn't talk about the minchas chayte, or we don't have a remez for minchas akum, and we don't know exactly what's supposed to be done by minchas akum. But that doesn't matter, because in Tzav it says, v'zot torat hamincha, hakrevo tabanei aron, which leads up to v'hanoteret bimena, yochal aron uvanav, and that's the Zotarat HaMincha, Torah, Chata, Kol HaMinachot, and whatever was left out is included in Zotarat HaMincha. And I said, what kind of question is this? This is a kindergarten question. No, Chitim Orkam Yiboylon. Obviously, if it's any part of the Minachot that we list normally, the Seilas, Machavas, Bacheshas, Kalas, Rekig, and those, that group of 5 out of the 10, which is, all of those are, yes, those are minchas chitim. So though I wasn't asking about that, I understand that zot torat mincha refers to all those karbonas. Ki kami boilon bo'osairin. What I'm talking about is on those rare occasions, like the omer. How do I know the omer is nikmats? How do I know the mincha v'seitas nikmats? I mean, the whole din is different. It's brought from a different species. Where Torah certainly is not referred to zot torat mincha and things that are a different species. So how do I know that they're nikmetes b'chol and then I give the shirayim to the kohanim? No, wait a minute. I mean, they're nikmetes, that's a given. It says askarata. Askarata means that there's a part that's put on the mizbeach. If that's the case, so b'asorim nami, mina nikmetes. If we're saying that there's a kohanim, then by definition, there's shirayim. So why should the shirayim be any different than hanoteret? Mina mincha al... That low shake of acknowledgement is part of the sweeping process. I've come to note that, that there's absolutely no discernible change after the nod or before the nod. So how about if we get a more, you know, the general movement like that? That's good. That's excellent. Now the nod. You should also move a bit and then nod. Excellent. My man, that was Marlon's top quality. I'm telling you, should people listen to me? So, isn't that obvious too? Says the Gemara. Yeah, it's obvious if you hold to the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan and our Mishnah indeed say that the two are interrelated. Well, you have them in office of the Nikmasot, the Shirei, and the Kohanim. So wherever you have Kenitza, you have Shirei, and give it to Kohanim. But, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not the rule. You can have a mincha that's Nikmeset, mainly a mincha Shchoitei of a Kohen, and yet the Shirei are not given to Kohanim. So it doesn't necessarily follow that Akilas Kohanim takes place wherever there's a Kenitza. So what I'm asking is, where there's no Zos Torah Samincha, such as by Sa'orim, and the only information that we're given is it's Kmitza, and we hold the Rabbi Shimon all that Kmitza is not Mechayev, Akila Shirayim, how do you know that there's Akila Shirayim, I'll leave the Rabbi Shimon, on the Omer, or on the Menachas Seif? That's already a question. As Kikorim Barilon, I'll leave the Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds Ika Mincha de Mikmetzes. Clearly there exists such a mincha that it's nikmetzet and nonetheless not eaten. Tznan Rabbi Shimon Omer Mincha Chotesh HaKohanim nikmetzet HaKometz Karev Ba'atzmo Ba'ashirayim Krevim Ba'atzma. I'm asking, now you finally understand that my question is a lot more sophisticated than it looked. Minala. I want to know how he knows that there's a din of Achilas Kohanim. Omar Chizkiya. I'll tell you how he knows it. The Omar Krah, the Chol Mincha, Belulav Hashemen, the Chareva, the Chol B'nei Aharon Tihiyeh. Now, that is a completely redundant pasuk, because on every single mincha, we've already proven that it goes, the Chol B'nei Aharon, we've proven that from the Zotarat HaMincha. So what is the purpose of this pasuk? In Eino Inyan Leblulav Shel Chitim. So when it talks about over here, Blulav Hashemen and Chareva, it cannot be teaching me anything in terms of a mincha belula that's made out of chitin. I know that from Zotarat HaMincha. Tzneu in the belula shel tzarim, therefore must be talking about a korban that has oil that is made of tzarim, namely the omer. V'imeinu in the chareva shel chitin, and if it's not coming to tell me the chareva of chitin, because I know that from Zotarat HaMincha, Tereyu in Yan the Chareva Shal Sa'orin, namely, Mincha Saita, which also was Chareva. So there, we now have proven that, in fact, a Mincha Sa'orin, whether it's used for the Omer, whether it's used for the Saita, whether it's Chareva, whether it's Bolo, doesn't matter, it's still eaten by the Kayanim. It says, Achol B'nei Aharon, and that proves it. And tomorrow we'll see whether there might have been alternatives to that possibility. Now, wasn't that fun?
I would like to
how come you come keep coming late the, and then you're lost? You and Richie, both of you have to start at 8. But you'll be leaving that soon, right?
Hopefully, yeah.
All right. Musa Haskell.
I haven't said a joke in the only in 2 years plus. Now that's the thing.
That's amazing.
I haven't made a joke in 2 years, and despite that, everybody.
You mean it hasn't been funny?
No.
That makes it sad.
I haven't made a joke during that Naomi Shear in 2 years plus, and yet the whole time the order is, and I should have said it, but I have this, but I have this. I haven't said it. I didn't want that my words were, oh, he's saying a joke now. That was during the year of my father's birth. I decided to change. It hasn't had noticed at all. It hasn't made any impression. It's like Chaim Ma'agel, you know, like, it keeps there. It's unbelievable. I said jokes when I gave shiur to involved people. I said jokes after shiur or to the rabbi. I haven't said a joke in Daf Yomi in 2 years.
It's absolutely not.
That is a
mistake. I didn't know what that was.